Weiter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Gimel, picking up five lines down for last one in the line, Amar Lei. Now, this is interesting. We're going to be about to hit a Mishnah, which is going to be talking about the ideas of Skila. Now, in that Mishnah, we have certain things that are said straight up of how a person is, of who's Chai of Skila. There's certain Psukim say it straight up. Like, for example, Avodah Zarah, Nar Murasa, Chilul Shabbos, Ov and Yudoni, which are types of Kishuf with like dead bodies, dealing with dead people, Umegadev, cursing Hashem. All those are in straight up Skila. But the rest of the Skalim, where do we learn it from? It doesn't say it straight up. The answer is we learn it from a Gezera Shava by Oven Yudoni. The question is, what words in the Pasuk do we learn it from? Now, I know we're going to see all this in just a moment, but let's just break it out. The Pasuk says, V'isho isha ki'yevem ova o Yudoni, mosu masu, ba'evin yirgun wosot demehem bum. So over there it says that a man or a woman, if they're involved with this witchcraft of Oven Yudoni, they're going to be put to death. You should give them the smackdown with stones, and their blood is upon them. So where do we learn the Gezera Shava from? So now says the Gemara. Zakta Gemara, Amar Lei, Rabbi Zerila Baye, Sha'ar and Iskolim, the Loksibus Kila, the ones that don't say explicitly, the Gamri Movi Yudoni, they learn it out from Yoven Yudoni. But my Gemari, like, what do they, how do they learn it? Rashi says, he's a Teva Muftis. What word is open and free? Like Zereshava, Demeyim Bam, or Mosu Mosu? Which one is it? But Mosu Mosu Gamri, or Demeyim Bam Gamri? Amar Lei, but Demeyim. Bam Gami. We learn it from Demeyim Bam Gami. That's it. That's the extra words we're using for him. The Imbamosi Masu Gami. If they learn it from, you should surely be put to death. Demeyim Demeyim Lamali. Then what do I need the words Demeyim Demeyim? That's extra over there entirely. I don't need it. Elamai but Demeyim Demeyim. Elamai but Demeyim Demeyim Gami. They learn it from. So you shove Demeyim Demeyim. So Mosi Masu Lamali. Why do I need the double usher? Just say Mos. What's Mosi Masu? Okay, the Tanya's learned in a Braisa. Mos Yumas Hamake Rutseyahu. The Pasuk says that if someone goes and he kills somebody, he shall surely be put to death. What's his double lushin over here of Mosu Masu? That is, Ainli Alabamisa Aksubabo. I only know the Misa that's written straight up about him, and that would be the Misa of Saif. We have over here Mosif Rashi brings from early in the Memory Base, Ainli Eloksiv Elayumas Elamisa Aksubabo, which is Saif. Somebody kills someone, they get Saif. Minayan, where do I know? Shem Iato Yacho La Misa. We can't kill him, but Misa Aksubabo with the Misa that's written by for him. Shata Miso, that you can kill him. Bechol Misa both any misa that you're able to. Rashi, Mosif Rashi brings above Metzia. For example, let's say we're dealing with the case of Kegon Shaya Besvina. The guy's in a boat, Uboreach, and he's running away. You could shoot an arrow at him. Oletovo, you could go and sink the ship. How do you know that you could do that? Even, you know, if you're not able to do Saif? Answer is that Talmud Lomer, Mos Yumas Hamaka Mikomba, come on. Any way that you're able to do it, go ahead and do it. And that's what the extra word is there for. Amar Lei. Rav Acha midifti le Ravina ve'im b'mos yumsu gamri my kashele. Explains Rashi, had the Amar Rav Zera Labaye b'may gamari gamri. Like which one you're learning it from? My have a kashele le Rav Zera iavi gamri b'mos yumsu. Let's say you would have learned it out from mos yumsu, not from the main bum. What exactly would have been the problem? Ile meishes ishka kashele. Maybe you want to say that the issue would have been an issue of eishes ish. And that is, why would it be when you go ahead and someone's involved with the Eishes Ish that she's gonna get, you're gonna get chenek? Let's make Gzeira Shava Mosu Masu from Ovi Yudoni and Malahala Meskila. Just like that's done with Skila, it's the death of Skila, Afka Meskila. Here too is going to be Skila also. Says Rashi, in other words, well, the same words, Amai Kari Le Misa Stam of Chenek. Why are you saying it's like Misa Stam? It's done with Chenek. Tigmi and Gzeira Shava Ovi Yudoni, learning Gzeira Shava from Ov and Yudoni. That Kiechi Degamin and Kolin Eskalim, like you learn all of them, the Lok Sivbehu. Ella Mosi Masu Stamavik have been a Lumiasa and learning from there that it should actually be Skila. Says the Gemara, not can't be that. That's what his problem is because no, there's no suffix that the way that we do it is not done with. It's not done with Skila. It's definitely not done with Skila. We don't Rachmana Arusa Beskila Mechlal De Nesua La Beskila. From the fact that the Torah said that Arusa Skila, that implies that and Nesua is not with Skila. Vela. So then, what exactly was the possibility? What's the issue? The question would come up by Makav Aviv. Someone goes ahead and he hits his father and his mother, or his mother. We know that that is chenek. Why would it be chenek? Let's turn it from Ovi Yudoni. Gezer Shav and say that it's going to be stoning. It says Rashi. I mean, come on to Misaso Bechenek. Someone's a Makav Avivimo. Beilehinu nechnakin at a pei dalad amid beis v'kashi alei legamri ligmerei leskilim over yudoni. My kush my kashi alei dagma mi over yudoni le ligmerei meishes ish. The hachi shaper the kivin dike lemigmer kala v'iklim ben chamura iya torah shel le moshchel achmir. You can't go to more machmir thing. So says gemara lemeisi ligmerei over yudoni, and that it should also be skila. Says gemara ad degamri over yudoni ligmerei meishes ish. Right, that's what Rashi was saying, because instead of learning from Ovi Yudoni, they're going to get Skila, which is more Machmir. Learn it out from Eishesish, which is going to be less Machmir. Because you can't go more Machmir, you have to go more Mekel. Amar Alei, so Avina answered, it was the very others who were stoned that he found is a bit problematic. But most you must go away, because if you want to learn out skila from most you must add the government over you don't and ligma meshes ish. Instead of learning it from there, you should learn it out from meshes ish, who gets chenek. Because again, we could be learning it from two things. We could learn it from Ovidani, or you can learn it from Eishes Ish. If you learn from Ovidani, that's going to be Skila, which is more Chamor. If you learn from Eishes Ish, it's going to be less Chamor. And we know, like we said, Rashi points out, that you're not allowed to go for the more Machmer thing. Therefore, we need the Gezer Shav of Demeim Bum, and we learn it from there, and then we don't have a kash anymore, because this doesn't show up by Eishes Ish. Those words are not over there, and therefore now we good. Zok the heilige Mishnah. Eloin and Iskalin. These are the people that are going to get skila. Rashi says the chsiv behu skila hak siv bay with the low siv bay skila siv behu demayim bum ugemir over yudoni. So we have these words written explicitly. He says the word skila with them. And the ones that don't have skila written, it has the word demayim in it, and therefore we learn it from yudoni. Eloin and Iskalin. Habal aim someone has tashmish with the mama of El Eishesha Av, or with his father's wife, even if it's not his mother, Valakala, or with his daughter-in-law, Valazachar, or with a man, Valabahim, or an animal, Va'isha Hamevia Esa Behema, or a woman that brings an animal upon herself, fresh as Aleah. If someone goes and curses Hashem, someone who does a vodazara, or someone who gives over his children to Molech. That was Rashi says Vosim Mizar Lamolech, Kasavra Haitana, Molech Lava Vodaz Kochavim, who it's not a vodazara, I mean the time for the fact says the Mishnah, Vodaz Kochavim, Vitana Molech, Ella Chok Vodaz Kochavim, Be'almahu, Rachman Achai Valeh, Skila Vachem Ridan Bigabara. The Gemara is going to talk about it. So, it was, we're saying over here, it's not considered Avodah Zarah itself. In other words, the Moloch wasn't a god, right? And therefore, it's not considered Avodah Zarah. It's just, it's its own particular Zach. Ubal over Yudoni, someone is involved in Oven Yudoni, different ways of doing shtiklach with dead, with the communicate with the dead. Rashi says, we'll see the Lakhaman of Farsul and Daf Sabachay, it's going to explain. What exactly is this? V'mechalas a Shabbos chalila. Someone's mechal Shabbos skila. V'mechal of someone goes and curses his mother or his father. Rashi says hachamir hichmir mi b'maka mishum de'ika tarti klon aviv v'imot to bash the father and mother and motzi shem shemayin lovatala. I'm using Hashem's name there. V'abal naim rasa, someone is tashvish with a naira, 12 and 12 and a half, Amurasa was engaged. Vahamesis, someone who causes other people to do Avodah Zarah, Vahamesis es hayechidim. Vehamediach, and someone who is involved in setting up Irni Dachas, Rashi says, like Kamon Beilin Nechnachim, first let me know the Miskila, that's someone who causes other people, most people in the town, to do Avodah Zarah. Vamechashef, someone who was doing witchcraft, Gemara Yalef, let me know the Miskila, Gemara's going to learn out. Ben Sore Umoria, the wayward son, that also is going to get Skila. Okay, comes out to over here. If you count them, we come into 18 shtiklach that you get skila. Bring them down. Habal aim chayv le mishum aim umishum eishes av. Someone who's with his mother is over these two of them. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda said, right, you're violating both of these. Says Rashi, b'shogeg chayv le shtei chatos debekula rayos k'sivu kare suksivu chaluk chalukatos. You end up, you could split up the chatos even with one body. One's with their mother is violating two things, the mother and their father's wife. And if even with one thing, you can remember the parak pasad, achoso shtayim, sheachoso me'aviv ve'achoso me'imo. Hachanami k'sibu chalok l'rabbanon k'damirin me'gamar. Now, mishom eishas av, im niskat shalo aviv, married to your father, shalo yiladato biznos, oh, niskat shalo achker, we'll get married to after the fact. Rabbi Huda says, Eino chayv elim mishom ha'ei belvad, someone's with his mama, only over that. Rashi says what was happening before, we're going to explain why. Habal eish esav, someone who's with his father's wife, who's not his mama, chay mishom eish esav, umishom eish esish. You chayv two things, eish esav and eish esish. Bein mechayi aviv, bein la'acher misas aviv. This is whether he did it when his father was still alive or after his father already died. Wham! Says Rashi, achiv de eishes av koi. That's what's going on. The marble kra, af la'acher misa. The pasuk includes the eishes av even after he dies. Because the mefarsh and gemara, the ones they explain. Aval shal eishes ish, la'acher misa lokami. There's no isser of eishes ish if the father already died. Back to the Gemara, Beim and Eirsin, Beim and Nisuin, back to Mishnah. Whether it's Eirsin or Nisuin, Rashi says, Dekir in the Kitcha, Ishto, he wants to do the Kiddushin, he's married. Dechsev, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, Mishas the Kicha, Nikos Ishto, Vahach Kicha Kiddushin, the Gemara, Kicha Kicha, Mr. Ephron. Right, okay. Habal Kalosa, someone's with the daughter-in-law, Chayev Alev, Mishum Kalosa, Umishum Eses Ish, both, Beim Mechaye, Beno, Beim La'achar Mises, Beno, whether his son is alive or dead, and this also is only talking about the Isser of Kalosa, but not of Eishas Ish, because once he's dead, she's not considered Eishas Ish anymore. Bein Eirsin, Bein Arusin, and this is talking about their son's wife, whether it's Eirsin or Nisuin. Zakta Halega Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Huda Omer, Im Lo Isa Imo Ru'uya La'aviv, if the mother was not right to the father. In other words, it's not considered like a real marriage, they weren't able to be married. Eino Chayev El Mishom Eim Bavad. It's only Chayev for Eim. That's it. But not for Ishasav. My Eino Ru'uya, what in the world does that even mean? My Eino Ru'uya Lo. If you want to tell me it's chayv krisus v'chayv misas bezin, that she's in the category of that if he marries her, be chayv karis misas bezin. Rashi says shasur nalov beser karis the kaim alom be kedushin beperek shlishi and sabach zayin of sabach lemon alf. The lo tafsibu kedushin, which is not tofis and chayv krisus v'chayv misas bezin. Mechalal derabanan and savi afal gavdein ruilo. That implies that the chacham were arguing with Rabbi Yehuda that they hold that even though she's not roit him, he's still over the iser the issue of Ashes Av. Halesle Kedushin Megava. But why? The Kedushin never happened, and therefore it's not considered Ashes Av. Why would that be? Right? Ela Chayve Lavin. We must be talking about Chayve Lavin. Says Rashi, Kigon Mamzeres Unesino Almano Lekoin Gadol Lekayim Bela and the Samechesen Kedushin, the Tafsibu Kedushi. Me'achasauva V'achasanua. It does work. It's Tofes. Retirement of Akiva Hassam, Mifarish, Milo Yikach, Ish, as Ashes Aviv, Besover Danus, Bibanusas Aviv, a customer in Daber, the Lav, the Lo Yigala Kanaf Aviv, Kanaf Shira Aviv, who, the Yik of a Kamarachmana, the Lo Yikach, Ain Lo Lekuchen Ba. So we're not talking about Chayve Lavin. Actually, she's a Mamzeris, right? And we know Kedushin is Tofes. And this explains why the Chacham say there's going to be Chayev also for his father's wife. Kiddushin is not Tofis in Chayev Lavin. That's a sheet we've seen a number of times. And we just saw it actually recently. I don't know where. But anyway, this comes up in Yavav. Kiddushin is not Tofis in Chayev Lavin. And therefore, it's not for Ishas Av, just for being the mama.
Masiv Rav Hoshaya, really? Really, Rabbi Yehuda? You say Kedusha is not Tovsim B'chayim Elavin? Masiv Rav Hoshaya, Isser Mitzvah Isser Kedusha Choletzav Siyam Lo Misyabmos. This, my friends, a throwback to our Yibam days. Yivamas days, Chalila, but the Yivamas days. And that is that we know there's something called Yibam, but there's something known as the Isser Mitzvah Isser Kedusha, different types of relationships that you're not allowed to be with someone. And let's say your brother's married to that person you were not allowed to be married to, and then he died. Let's start over. Let's say you have a guy who's married to someone that his brother is not allowed to be with this person's wife. So then this guy, then the brother ends up dying, and now this wife falls to him for Yibam or Chalitza. Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, it falls in one of those categories. You do Chalitza, and you don't do Yibam. Beep, turn the page. Nun Gimel Abeis. Isser Mitzvah, Shnios Medivri Sofrim. What's Isser Mitzvah mean? It's Shnios Medivri Sofrim. That is something which is a second level, secondary arayas that the Chachamim added on so that people don't come to be involved with Isser Daraisa arayas. Right, so something like that would be like a grandmother and a grandfather's wife, etc. And va'amai karlu iser mitzvah, she mitzvah l'shmol de v'chom, it's a mitzvah to listen to the words of the Chachamim. Iser kedusha, what's iser kedusha? Almana l'kohen gadol. A kohen gadol came in, almana, and grusha v'chalusha l'kohen hedyot, or grusha chalusha l'kohen hedyot, and that's, you know, why is it called, va'amai karlu iser kedusha, why do you give it that name? D'chsev kedoshim yu l'Eloheim, that l'Elokeim, right, that they have to be kadosh to Hashem, that the Kohanim have to be holy, and they can't marry women that are going to be usher to them. V'tanya Allah, and we have a bris that's on that Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Machlif. Rabbi Yehuda, he switches the shita, he switches the pshatim. Chalufi Yehuda Machlif, ha-chalitza boy, he switches them around. In other words, ones that you call, whatever you call kiddushe, iser mitzvah, he calls iser kiddushe, and his kiddushe calls iser mitzvah. And we learned on that, that what? But you only did a switch, but a chalitza boy, but you still need to do chalitza. Visa kadaita Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, he says a kiddushe, chayve lavin, and that tofes kiddushe, then michti, let's see, chayve lavin, Rabbi Akiva, kechayve krisis, tabin kasili chayve krisis. And chavikrisis labani chalitza v'yibun, you don't need chalitza v'yibun. And therefore, these things should be like iser mitzvah. And that being the case, right? If it's an iser mitzvah, then, right, you don't have to do chalitza v'yibun also. So the fact they have to do that must be, is that holy Rabbi Kiva? As for the Gemara, no, the verb of Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda was saying the words of Tanakama. He's just switching the words of iser mitzvah and iser Kedusha, but he was basically saying that according to you, listen, I don't hold to this at all, but you should just know. I say that if you have an almana, goes to a Kohen Gadol, right, it falls to there, you don't have to do chalitza at all. But according to you, that you do have to do chalitza, don't call it the way you call it, that Isser Kedusha, rather call it Isser Mitzvah. Fine, but at the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda is good and dandy. Now, Kiyas Rabbi Yitzchak, Tani Kedetan, when Rabbi Yitzchak came, he taught like we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Chayev Ela Mishum, Ha'ayim Avad, only Chayev on the mother alone, because Chayev Elavin, Kedush is not Tofes, Ein Kedush Tosav Chayev Elavin. But time am I, what is his logic? Right, his mother is married to his father, so why should it be that the son's not Chayev because of Ashes Aviv? Rabbi de Amar Kropas says, Imchahi, she is your mother. Mishum Imo Atamechaivo, you're being Mechaiv him for being with his mother, Vietamechaivo, Mishum Ashes Av, but not because of Ashes Av. Elameyata, but if it's really true that we're darshaning the words that Imchahi, but she's your mother, and we're using that like as a miut, and we should also look at the next pasuk, Ervas Eishes Avicha Lo Segala Ervas Avichahi. And when it says it is your father's erva, then that's being mamayit, Mishum Eishes Avata Mechaivo V'yeta Mechaivo Mishum Imo. But it's only because of Eishes Av, not because of the fact that it's your mother. Oh. Ella Imo Shehi Eishes Aviv. In the case of the mother, who's also the father's wife, on the one hand, it's excluding the chiyah from mother because she's the father's wife. On the other hand, excluding father's wife because it's the mother. Hashti imo she'eno eishes aviv mechayev. Eishes aviv she'eno imo mechayev. Now, this, what are we left with now? That if the woman that he had attachments with was his mother, but not his father's wife, he's going to be chayev to being with his mother. And if she's his father's wife, but not his mother, so he's chayev being with his father's wife. Imo she eishes aviv lo mechayev klal. And if she's his mother, who is also his father's wife, he's not going to be chayev at all. Which doesn't make any sense. Visu, and furthermore, if you want to explain that she is your mother to be a miut, and then you're gonna not make the iser the father's wife, then the Rabbanan Nami, the Rabbanan also, who argue in a Yehuda, they say somebody who's with his mother is also with his father's wife, is chayav for both, haksiv imchayi, but it says she's your mother. So how are they going to explain this heilige pasuk? Right? Ella, Hahumi Bayle, Lechadov Shisha, Bedrav Idi. The pasuk is needed for Shisha Rav Idi. Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda. Right, that we're going to see exactly what that means. Rav Yehuda Nami, Hahumi Bayle, Lechashishi, Rav Idi. So the Gemara says, okay. Ella, Amar Vacha Bedravika, Amar Kral, the pasuk says, Ervasa. It says, Imchai, right? She's your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. Her nakedness in the Lashon Yochid form, not Rabim. Mishum Eva Achas to Mechaiva, you're Mechaivim for one, Vieta Mechaiva, Mishum Steiros, and you're not being Mechaivim for two of them. Right? If she's your mother and father's wife, then he's going to be Chayiv only for one, that of the mother. Elameyata, if that's really true, that it's an individual, it's Lashon Yochid Shtekel, then Ervas Kaloscha Losagala Ishis Binchahi Losagala Ervasa. When the Pasuk says, the nakedness of your daughter-in-law you shall not uncover, she is your son's wife, you shall not uncover her nakedness. Hachinami Shemeva Achaz and Mechaivo. You're going to say only Chayiv for only one thing, Vieta Mechaivo Mishim Shte Ervas, I can be Chayiv for two, but Tanamba, we're going to miss the opposite. Habal Kalos, Chayiv and Lemishim Kalos, Umishim Ishis Ish. Ben Mechaiv Bero, Ben Shabin Lachim Isis Bero. Velo polig Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda doesn't argue on that. So you see, when it says it in Lashon Yachid, it doesn't mean I can be chayiv too. You can be chayiv too even in Lashon Yachid. Hela kevan dechad gufo. Since there's only one body that's involved in this iser, alpha gav the trei yisurin inu. Even though there's two yisurim that are going on with one thing, siv ervasa. It's written in the singular, so Chanami, given the Chad Kufa, it's one body, Avag of the Trei Yisurin, and Uksiv Ervasa. Even though it's two Yisurim, it's written in the Lashon Yachid because it's only one body. Ella Merava, Skamar gives another answer and says that the reason of Rav Yehuda is, like Abaye said, what does it mean when he says, she is your mother, that implies that one who's with his mother was also his father's wife, is going to be Chayav only for the mama, Kasavri Rehuda Ervas Avicha Zueshis Avicha. He explains that the nakedness of your father means your wife of your father. Myself Gezerah Shava, and he learns this out from a Gezerah Shava. Umashma Bein Ishis Aviv She'imo, Bein Ishis Aviv She'eno Imo. Right? And what's the mashmos? That this Isser is going to apply whether she is the wife of the father, who's also the mother, Bein Ishis Aviv She'eno Imo, or it's the wife of the father that's not the mother. What about if she's the mother but not the father's wife? Tamid Lomar, Ever Simcha Lo Segale, the nakedness of your mother shall not uncover. Imchi, she's your mother. Mishim Ima Tamachayv Ovi Tamachayv Mishim Ishis Aviv. You're Machayv because of the fact that your mother, but not because it's your father's wife. Right? Even if they're Taka married to each other. We are not done with this, my friends, but we are going to stop over here. And with that little ring of the bell, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.